Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay. This half hour is presented by Dynamic Life Chiropractic, who is responsible for the opinions expressed during this half hour.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name's Bridget. I'm joined virtually, Technology is a Great Thing, by Dr. Gabriel and Danielle from Dynamic Life Chiropractic. So welcome back to the show. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Good. It's great to be back on.
Absolutely. I know, of course. It's always a blast having new people coming on the expert panel because I feel like I always learn so much. And I always express that to our audience. Like sometimes I literally have a notepad here and I'm like, wow, these are a bunch of things that I've never even thought of. And I know this is our second time on the show. So I kind of wanted to kind of reintroduce yourselves and tell us, you know, what you do, where you're located, all that good stuff.
So Dynamic Life Chiropractic, Dr. Gabriel and Danielle here. We are located off North Davis and I-10, right behind the JCPenney's, in between Cat Country and JCPenney's, in fact.
Right by our studio.
Yes, we are neurologically based, so a little bit different than probably what most people are used to when they hear chiropractic. And I can let Dr. Gabe explain that further.
Yeah, so our primary objective then, being a neurologically based chiropractic office, is that we look at, toward the nervous system to see how it's functioning and making sure that the system that's running your body is communicating as effectively as it possibly can without interference, and making sure that the structure that supports that nervous system is in its best possible and proper condition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you guys have such a beautiful office. We mentioned where you're located. And after the last time you did the show, I went over and visited and took a tour. And it really, really is awesome in there. And you feel so zen, like when you walk in the office and you know that they're going to take great care of you at Dynamic Life Chiropractic. This is a call-in show. So 850-437-1620 if you have a question or a comment. 850-437-1620. So you guys say you're neurology based, or what does that kind of mean?
So neurologically.
Neurologically. Based. I'm clearly not a doctor. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Most people, when they typically think of chiropractors, they think neck pain, back pain, pop the bones and make me feel better. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, that's what a lot of us do. And there's nothing wrong with that. It helps a lot of people, you know, be able to live their lives without medications, helps them be able to do their daily functions, you know, not being on painkillers, stuff like that. And so that's what most people think of chiropractic. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we take that a step further, and we're looking at, we typically focus specifically around the brainstem. So the brainstem is right at the edge of your skull. And it comes out and it sits right behind the atlas, which is the top bone in your neck. And the brainstem controls absolutely everything that you don't think about for the most part. So, you know, it's controlling all of your heartbeat, your breathing, digestive function. And we even get up into like the cerebellum and start talking about things like posture and stuff like that, that you're not actively thinking about. It's all controlled through this system. And if there's pressure in this system, we got to figure out how it got there, what we're going to do to remove it, and how we're going to keep it that way. So that way that system that's controlling everything through all the nerves of your spinal cord, through all the spinal nerves, through all the cranial nerves that come out of your brain, that they're all functioning at a high level. So that way you can live your life without all these different health concerns that people are having. So
yeah, so if you think, we use this analogy, like your brain and the spinal cord, that's the communication highway from your brain to your body. And if that's interfered with, not only do we get the aches and pains, but we get the dysfunction as well. So whether that is dysfunction of your digestive issues, heart problems, things like that. And so our job is to find where that where those roadblocks are and then correct it.
Okay, so it seems like you can solve a lot of problems just by, you know, going to these regular checkups. Because for someone like me, and I hate to admit this, but I will, because that's what I do. This is a learning show. I've never, and I think I've told you guys before, I've never, you know, seen a chiropractor before, because I've never, you know, been in a car accident or felt like I needed to get an adjustment or anything like that, just because it's never like crossed my mind that that might be something that I need. But I do deal with migraines and different things like that. So is that something that I could come to you guys for and you could like evaluate me? Like, what is the process like?
Yeah. So the interesting thing about what we do, or what I say we'll do, is that, you know, we really don't treat any specific conditions.
Okay.
Right. So, and I say that to say that we help people with all kinds of different things, like you were saying, but you know, you could have migraines for a number of different reasons. You could have migraines because you've got a problem in your neck. You could have migraines because you were born with a congenital anomaly that's, you know, changed something in your brain. You could have had a traumatic brain injury. You could have, you know, a whole host of different things that, that caused your migraines, right?
Okay.
So I say that to say that we don't know until we look. And so the first thing that happens when somebody comes into our office, we sit down with them and figure out what's going on, why they came to see us, how their health concerns are affecting their life, you know, what their goals are, that type of thing. And then we do a neurological assessment. So we have some very specific technology that allows us to see how the nervous system functions as it the nerves come down the spinal cord and come out into the body. So the nerves go to every muscle, every cell, every tissue in your body, and we can see how they're functioning as they exit the spinal cord. And that gives us an idea of where we need to look, and gives us an idea of if the symptoms that you're exhibiting, or the conditions that you have, or you know, the problems that you're dealing with, if there's something that we can work with. So then the next step for us is, once we find that, you know, you do have this nerve interference or this problem in the communication, is that we've got to take some x-rays to figure out exactly where that problem is coming from, why it's there, and if it's something we can do to, if it's something we can actually correct.
Very good. Well, we do have our first listener question. We have a phone call. We have Eric from Pensacola on the line. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
What's your question?
I've got a bulge disc, and the doc said it's in between L5 and S1 in my lower back. A lot of the times when I'm trying to correct my posture and everything, and or if I'm slouching a little bit, when I pull my chin down towards my chest to look down, I can feel it in my lower back. And you were mentioning things about, you know, the upper part of the brainstem and this and that. And I'm wondering, is there anything that can be done with you guys that could help that condition?
Yeah. So interestingly enough, we see tons and tons of people that have low back pain, bulging discs, degeneration in their spine, direct pressure on their spinal cord or their spinal nerves. So similar to what you've got going on there. And oftentimes we find that there is a correlating issue in the neck. And if you think of your body as, you know, just as a kind of as a machine, and the brain is the computer that controls how your body moves. If there's a problem up at the top, so the signals aren't getting down to the lower part of your body, right? That part of the machine can't work right. So, yes, definitely, if there's something going on in your neck and you're feeling that, you're feeling the tension, and you're actually probably feeling the tension in your spinal cord as you bend your neck down, that there is probably an issue there that could be addressed. Again, we don't know until we look. And so I will never tell anybody, you know, right off the street that, you know, absolutely I can help you. But if we do a thorough evaluation, we know by the end of that if you can be helped or not.
Yeah. And you have to remember, everything is connected. And so what may be affected, or where your symptoms may be presenting, the problem could be elsewhere, just because it's all connected. So that's the purpose of the evaluation, is to identify where that problem is coming from and why you're exhibiting those symptoms. And then we can actually narrow in on the correction.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I mean, I've been having issues for quite some time, and there are mornings when I'll wake up and I can't even get out of bed, and then other times I'm fine. And I've just noticed here recently that it's one of those things where one of these days I'm fine and I'm having a great day, and all of a sudden I will look, or I just the smallest of movements, and I'm locked up in my lower back. And you know, it's interesting because it's one of those conditions where it's kind of a mystery to me because of the fact that I'm a healthy guy, I'm an active guy, I've got a little bit of a bulged disc, but once those muscles lock up, I'm laid out in bed. And I've also noticed that, you know, small movements just by turning my head a certain way can inflame it or whatever the word is for that. So I appreciate Absolutely. It. I'll give you guys a call.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to help and see what we can do. And what you're describing is really something that's common that I see with people when they come into our office. They have that almost exact same scenario. And it's really cool to walk them through the process and then, you know, get through the correction, and then they no longer have that issue, or, you know, that it's very minimalized. So
common, but not normal,
yes.
We'll say.
Yes, not normal.
Well, very good, Eric. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Again, we're talking to Dr. Gabriel with Dynamic Life Chiropractic. You can give us a call or give us a text at 850-437-1620. You know, something that I noticed whenever I toured your office, you had a really great person give me a tour. Her name is escaping me right now, but she's pregnant. And she was saying, you know, I have had just such an easier, like, pregnancy, like, since I started, you know, working here and seeing Dr. Gabriel and just from the work that you're doing. So can we kind of talk about the importance of that with pregnant moms and families and newborns and things like that? So I think it's so interesting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we're kind of like what we were talking about before, everything is connected. And so during the pregnancy process, there are a lot of things changing. Growing a human being is very stressful and we'll say taxing and almost traumatic experience on the body, because everything's got to change for this little person to be able to come into the world. And so when we look at that, we find that a lot of pregnant women have low back pain. That's the number one most common complaint for pregnant women. And so we look at that and we try to figure out how we can help as the body changes, facilitate the optimal balance in the pelvis, in the spine, in the ligaments, in the muscles, as all of it's growing and changing. So that way, things like low back pain, incontinence,
delivery times, labor pains, all of those mm-hmm. things, once we get everything in balance in the pelvis, prepared for the birthing process, yeah, it definitely takes that stress off the body and helps baby enter the world as least invasive as possible.
Absolutely.
I love it. 850-437-1620. We do have another text message question. I'm going to pronounce this wrong, so hopefully you can understand what I'm trying to communicate. But they wanted to ask if you guys can help with trimeningeal neuralgia. Am I saying that right? I know that I'm pronouncing that.
Neuralgia.
Yeah, neuralgia. Okay, there we go.
Yep. Yeah, so again, that's another one of those things where we have taken care of a few people with it, and it's a very devastating disease. So if you don't know what trigeminal neuralgia is, definitely look it up.
I definitely don't.
Yeah. Look it up, because people that deal with it, it's actually referred to as the suicide disease. Because of the pain that it causes. And so a lot of people experience trigeminal neuralgia. Usually it's a complicating factor of maybe some dental work they had done, or a major trauma, or something like that. And what the best theory on that is, and the reason that we are able to help people with that a lot of times, is because the change that happens in the back of the spine, right up at the base of the skull, due to the spasm or the irritation of the nerve, which is a trigeminal nerve, which is a nerve that runs into your face. It's a major facial nerve. So again, it's something that we can definitely evaluate and look at. Chiropractic has had a great history with trigeminal neuralgia patients, especially what we do looking at the upper cervical area of the spine. So Hopefully that answers that question in a long-winded roundabout way.
Very good. Just give them a call at Dynamic Life Chiropractic. What is the number to call and set an appointment?
Yeah, so you can set an appointment a couple different ways. You can go on our Facebook page, and at the very top of the page, you can request an appointment there. You can also give us a call, 850-565-9600. That's 850-565-9600. And then the last way you can request an appointment and learn more about us is on our website. It's www.discoverdynamic.com, and you can request an appointment there.
Very good. And you can also give us a call on the program right now, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We talked about the importance of seeing a chiropractor when you are pregnant, but what about newborns? Do you guys service them and kids and all that kind of stuff?
Our babies are one of our favorites to take care of. We can absolutely see newborns. We can see them hours old, days old. In fact, we have a big family basis here in our practice. As Dr. Gabe was saying, the birthing process can be quite traumatic on mom, but it can be traumatic for baby too, with the twisting and the pulling that happens on baby's neck. Many, many babies come out misaligned from the birthing process. And so when he's talking about that bone right around the brainstem, the atlas, that can easily be misaligned because of their little structures that aren't developed yet. And then they present with things like infantile reflux, feeding issues, sleeping issues. And so the sooner that we get to that and correct it, the happier babies tend to be. So,
yeah, I think our newest one is a 1 month old little girl, and she was having some issues turning her head and latching on one side. And then she was also not sleeping through the night. And I just found out yesterday that after she's had a second adjustment, mm-hmm. She is doing much better. She's able to turn her head both directions, and she had her first full night of sleep. And so mom is delighted about that, because what mother wouldn't be delighted that their baby slept all the way through the night? So yeah.
That's awesome. Did you say 1 month old? Or mm-hmm. 1 year. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So if you're having any issues, or just, I guess, anything, you should bring your child in, your newborn in, to see Dr. Gabriel at Dynamic Life Chiropractic. Again, 850-437-1620. That's really cool. Like, you know, some of these issues I feel like so many people deal with, and they don't even realize that seeing a chiropractor and going to visit you guys and having an evaluation could solve so many different problems, where they don't have to take all these medications or could just, you know, fix the simplest, you know, things just by having this evaluation. So why don't we talk about the evaluation process again? You know, what can I expect if I'm going to visit you? If I don't really know, you know, exactly what's wrong with me.
Sure.
Yeah. So when you come into our office, what's going to happen is, of course, you'll meet the team. We'll give you a tour of the practice. We do a complete consultation with you just so we can go over your health history, learn more about you, and some of the complaints that bring you into the office. Then we use our state-of-the-art technology to look at your nervous system and see at every level of the spine where that nerve interference or where those roadblocks may be. After that, Dr. Gabe will take a look at that, and he'll let us know what specific x-rays he needs. And then we will do those x-rays, and you'll come back for a follow-up visit so we can go over those findings and recommendations for you. The reason why we don't adjust same day or you don't see Dr. Gabe on that first day is because he needs time to review those x-rays, because he marks them a lot different than most. He will measure them down to the millimeter and degree for specific correction.
Very good. Well, we have a next phone call, a listener phone call. We have Ann from Pensacola. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
I have a quick question about issues with a sciatic nerve. So I have been seeing a chiropractor that I was very happy with. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. he's retired, and mm-hmm. he uses what's called the activator method, which works much better for me than the pulling and twisting and popping, because that does absolutely nothing for my sciatic nerve. And I get flare-ups maybe, you know, once every 6 months, once every 8 months, depending on how much activity I do. How would you, as an office, go about treating something like that?
Yeah, so we would, again, need to go through your evaluation process. We can definitely, you can get a hold of your record from him. That gives us another good jumping off point to kind of know what he was doing. But we also use a device that's very similar to the activator. I have that ability also. I do manual adjusting as well. So we find what people tolerate the best, because some people tolerate instrument adjusting really, really, really well. Some people it does absolutely nothing for, just like you were saying. And sometimes it's the opposite. Some people, they respond only to the manual adjustment and they don't respond very well to the instrument. So we have the capability to do both. But again, we want to be as specific as we possibly can and figure out where we need to make those corrections. So that way, you know, you're not having those flare-ups all the time and making sure that your spine and your nervous system stay healthy.
Okay, great, thanks. Maybe you guys can share what your office hours are as well.
Sure. So we are open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 9 to 1, 3 to 6. Wednesdays are our later days. We are open 3 to 6. And then typically on Fridays, we use those days for our community outreach. Obviously, right now, we've been limited on that, but we are closed on Fridays.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anne, for your phone call. That was a great point and a great comment. 850-437-1620. We have about 3 minutes left on the program, so we can take any quick questions. I know that you guys did want to talk a little bit about stress management and how you guys could benefit people. So why don't we kind of dive right in?
All right. Well, I can tell you that 3 minutes is not going to be enough to talk all the way about that, but I will give you the rundown and the overview of stress, because so many people are dealing with that on a daily basis.
Even more so right now.
People are stressed about their stress. So basically what I want to talk about with that is, and there's tons and tons of great research on this. You can literally Google the physiological or physical effects of stress on the body. And basically what we're looking at is when you think of, you know, being scared, say you see a bear or a shark, or a car accident happens right in front of you, your body kicks over into a fight or flight system. Mm-hmm. And so when you're in that system, your body is doing one thing. That's the stress part. Okay. When you leave that scenario, your body is supposed to kick back over into the rest and digest. And so rest and digest is where all the healing and the normal body function happens. So with that being said, those systems are nervous system controlled things. And so if you've got problems within your nervous system and you're experiencing all this stress on a daily basis, and I'm not talking about just like the car accident, the bear, the shark, that kind of thing. I'm talking about things like deadlines at work.
Yeah, your job.
Family stuff. Maybe you're stressed about the dog. Maybe you're stressed about the lawn. Maybe you're stressed about the mailman. You know, there's all these different things that cause us stress on a daily basis, and they kick us over into fight or flight. Most of us are now living our lives in our society, our fast-paced society, in fight or flight. Mm-hmm. And when our body is doing that, it's doing a whole set of things that are different than what normal body function is. And when we stay in that stress leads us into these diseases and these problems that people are experiencing on a more and more frequent basis. And so our job then as chiropractor is to look at that, and we look at their nervous system to make sure that that's not playing into that stress, or that their body is better able to handle stress because it can operate more efficiently. So that's real, real brief on how that whole system goes, but that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit about stress.
Absolutely. Well, you guys are going to come on later this month as well, so we can kind of explore that topic a little bit more whenever you're on later in the month. But for now, I want to make sure all of our listeners have your phone number and your website, because we're running out of time.
Absolutely.
Yep. So our number is 850-565-9600. Again, that's 850-565-9600. And our website is discoverdynamic.com.
And if you need to get in contact with them, you can always shoot me a text, 850-437-1620, and I'll point you in the right direction. Thank you guys so much for being on the show today.
Thank
I always learn
you.
So much, and it's always so much fun. What's going on, Mark?
The mayor says protesters at Graffiti Bridge can stay there. The story coming up after Fox News.